Hello, my name is Sofia Alviar, and I'm a senior who traveled to Selma. I'm going to talk about Miss Joanne Bland. Miss Bland is known for her friendliness, her involvement in increasing voter awareness, and her many tours with Northerners. She got her start in the civil rights movement at the age of 8. I don't know at the age of 8 if I could do that, but she did, by following her older sister, Linda. Linda was part of SNCC, and Miss Bland did not agree with the theory of SNCC. Her theory was, if you get in my face, I'm going to get in your face. By the age of 11, Miss Bland had been jailed multiple times, and she had seen so many displays of violence, especially that of Linda, her older sister. Linda had been severely hit in the head during Bloody Sunday, and as a young child, that sparked Mrs. Bland to get more involved. There's no doubt that Miss Bland is appreciated in her community. I just thank the Lord that my peers and I are able to hear the story of her and many others. She, when we met her, the first thing you could tell right off the bat is that she's so passionate about the youth. She has so much faith. She told us repeatedly that you guys are going to make a difference. You guys are going to make a change. But the thing that she said to all of us that really touched my heart was that she said, you guys are going to solve problems. You're going to make a difference. But remember, your main goal isn't to just fix every problem of the world. And I was like, that's so true, because so many times the youth stresses out, or we just become overwhelmed about all the things that are on our shoulders, that people just expect us to change and fix everything. But our responsibility is to make a difference in the world with the things that we're passionate about and the things that we think need to be fought for. All right, Miss Bland and I, we, among everyone else, you know, we built a special bond to the fact that she called me her Major Boo, and that was my nickname for the weekend, along with my friends and their multiple nicknames. Along with that, Sunday we went to First Baptist, and the service was amazing, just worshiping with the Lord and the people. The one thing that the preacher said that was just so true is that we as a youth didn't shed the blood, we didn't put in the hours of protesting, we didn't walk the miles, we didn't take the beatings or the racial slurs and all that at that time. But we do owe it to our ancestors, those generations of the past, the generations of the future, to be thankful for the things that our past generations did. We have to sit on the edge of our seat in class and be ready to learn. We have to go for the things that we're passionate about. When we see something wrong, we have to make that difference. We have to be willing to make that change. And this trip to Selma, like, yeah, we were prepared. We read the books. We watch the movies, but there's something about being in that place. It's something that you really honestly can't even get from a textbook. But when you're on the edge of the bridge and you're talking with Dr. Reese and he's telling you his life experience, and you just can't help but to get emotional because you have that opportunity, that piece of history is still there. Overall, Selma was a great trip, and I learned so much. And that's the knowledge that you can't get from a textbook. Soon, other people will be talking about their experience at Selma. I hope that you enjoy it, and maybe you'll take a trip down south. Thanks. That's a planet for battle war.